Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Christe redemptor omnium. Ex patre patris unice, solus ante principium, natus ineffabiliter, tu lumen, tu splendor patris, tu spes perennis omnium, intende quas fundunt preces, tui per orbem servuli. Salutis auctor ecole, quod nostri quondam corporis, ex illibata virgine, nascendo formam sum seri, hic presens testator dies, curens per anni circulum, quod solus ad sede patris, mundi salus ad veneris, unc celum terra unc mare, unc omne quod in eis est, auctorem adventus tui, laudat exultans cantico, nos quoque qui sancto tuo, redempti sumus sanguine, ob diem natalis tui, hymnum novum conginimus, Iesu tibis sit gloria, qui natus este virgine, cum patre et almo spiritu, in sempiterna saecula. Amen. He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory, who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace, the whole world see him. He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoar frost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word, and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land. The eternal Word, born of the Father before time began, today emptied himself for our sake, and became man. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The eternal Word, born of the Father before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. today you will know the Lord is coming.
Today you will know the Lord is coming.
And in the morning you will see His glory.
The Lord is coming.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Today you will know that the Lord is coming.
When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of Kings coming forth from the Father, like a bridegroom from the bridal chamber. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia rei spexit humilitatem ancile sue, et scienem ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progeniei in progenies dimensibus eum fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esuriente simplevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of Kings coming forth from the Father, like a bridegroom from the bridal chamber. Christ Jesus emptied himself and took the form of a slave. He was tested like us in all things and did not sin. Now let us worship him and pray to him with deep faith.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You came into the world heralding the new age foretold by the prophets. Give your holy people the gift of renewal in every generation.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You once took on the weakness of our human condition. Be light now for those who do not see, strength for the wavering and comfort for the troubled heart.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You were born into poverty and lowliness. Look with favor on the poor and comfort them.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
By your birth, bring joy to all peoples with the promise of an ending life. Give joy to the dying through the hope of heavenly birth.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You came to earth to lead everyone into the kingdom. Share your life of glory with those who have died.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who gladden us year by year, as we wait in hope for our redemption, grant that just as we joyfully welcome your only begotten Son as our Redeemer, we may also merit to face him confidently when he comes again as our Judge. Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni officiam ut promissionibus Christi.